For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You see the scene on Cops or other TV shows. The cops bust in the door and there's 100 kilos stacked against the wall. Well, the truth be told, agents of the federal government monthly give amounts to a stockbroker down in Florida, and now it's totaled up to 100 kilos of cannabis, reefer, marijuana, grown in Mississippi and distributed to stockbroker Irv Rosenfeld. That's amazing. 220 pounds provided by the U.S. government?
Yes, and counting.
Well, tell us about how that works. What is this all about?
Right. I'm a compassionate care patient under the federal government, under the United States federal government. The last 23 years, the federal government's been supplying me 11 ounces of marijuana every 25 days for severe bone disorder. I use the marijuana for muscle relaxant, anti-inflammatory, and for pain. The protocols were shut down in 1992 by George Bush Sr. when they found that it worked for AIDS patients. We were able to basically take the protocols and mass produce them. And so thousands of patients applied to be on the compassionate care protocols. And the Bush administration, not wanting to deal with it, shut it down. And they grandfathered us in, so we didn't sue them. So today there are only 7 people in the United States receiving medical cannabis from the federal government.
I know you're much involved in trying to open the discourse to provide information in this regard. What's the latest you've been doing?
I testified in Wisconsin before a House committee for medical marijuana. They were bringing up a bill again to try to allow physicians in Wisconsin to make recommendations for medical cannabis for different patients and different diseases and basically take the crime away from it. So this was one of the beginning hearings, and so I flew up there to testify.
There's also talk that perhaps we could return to the bygone days when cannabis was a registered medicine provided by pharmacists, recommended by doctors. What's happening in that regard?
Yes, it could. In our country, marijuana was legal from 1860 to 1937. Today, there's a company in England called GW Pharmaceuticals, which has grown natural cannabis and then made a mucosal spray, a spray that you spray underneath your tongue. It's illegal in Canada. It's now being allowed to be prescribed in England for any disorder, for any physician and any patient. And they are talking, I do know, they are talking with trying to get something going in this country. I do believe that the cannabis works. I'm living proof of that. And to be able to put in a sublingual spray would make it to where the pharmaceutical company could then actually market liquid cannabis.
220 pounds of government marijuana. And Irv still going strong. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.